And the last poem I'm going to read is the poem that was requested by my good friend Matt, who's the reason we're all here. It's called Stark Room, and it's kind of a pantomime of sorts. In a stark room, I knelt and, reeling, felt the wooden floor. Against losing, I was leaning, praying you'd left behind a long hair in the brine. Soft animal gloves protected my sores from habitual picking and pulling. There's a stain on my mind. Against losing, I was leaning, praying you'd left behind at least cigarette smoke. I waited in the dark, bent away like a lone nail from habitual picking and pulling. There's a stain on my mind. Your night laughter strung thick in the rafters like a contrail, or at least cigarette smoke. I waited in the dark, bent away like a lone nail. Pails of night walks, berries in bowls, the hidden door in your throat. Your night laughter strung thick in the rafters like a contrail. What if you'd ripped a breath hole in my long fleece coat? Pails of night walks, berries in bowls, the hidden door in your throat. I know I have dreamt none of it. The house has been empty a long time. What if I'd ripped a breath hole in my long fleece coat? If you'd secured a clipboard report of my truest, dearest rinds. I know I have dreamt none of it. The house has been empty a long time. Wandering the crown of any tree, I was never more glad. If you'd secured a clipboard report of my truest, dearest rinds, you may have noted my growing lump, my landing pad. But wandering the crown of any tree, I was never more glad. A long hair in the brine, soft animal gloves protected my sores. You may have noted my growing lump. Admit it, you're sad. In a stark room, I knelt and, reeling, felt the wooden floor. Thank you.